Lorna?
Yes. Great.
Hi, Lorna.
Hello. Nice to hear your voices. I haven't been able to do this for quite a while.
Oh, we miss ya.
Yeah, missed you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Hey, anybody else haven't identified themselves?
June's on. I don't know if you heard me.
Yeah, I assume it's June.
Gary Adams.
Pardon?
Gary.
And this is Bob Shinai.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hello.
Was that somebody else coming on or a mute? Must have been mute.
Sounded like a mute.
Yeah.
I heard Denise there, too.
Hey, Denise. Did
probably,
I hear Denise?
She probably muted herself, but I heard her.
Oh, glad she's on. Well, we'll just expect our guest of honor momentarily, and in the meantime, who just joined us?
This is Arlene.
Pardon?
This is Arlene.
Arlene, hi.
Who's this?
Claudia.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Claudia, I must be on the wrong line.
Who are you?
I'm looking for Mac and Pat's C2 call.
Oh, well, the wrong time, I guess. Let me see what time.
Well, I think I've got so many different numbers, it's changed so much. I think I'm on the wrong number.
Oh, well, join us if you want.
Thanks, but I'm going to see if I can't find the right number.
Okay.
Bye.
Good enough.
Claudia, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Long time no speak.
I know.
Yeah, glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Hey, did everybody have a super duper month?
Yep.
I did.
Yep. Any more?
I
yep.
Did.
Yep, I
did.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Claudia. November.
Pardon?
Looking for a bigger and better November.
You bet. The locomotive is picking up speed down the track.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chuck, you want to go to the other phone and call and maybe remind him?
Okay, what's his
name? Oh, well, we'll have to find that. It is 317-272-0764.
Oh, 317-272-0764.
Is that what I said? 0764.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Jim to join us, Bob, why don't you tell me about your month? I know you had terrific volume again. You have to unmute. Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh. I'm here. What was the question, Claudia?
Just tell us about your exciting month. You had terrific volume again, so that means some of your people are moving up.
Things are happening, and we're excited, and obviously we found some business leaders, and they're seeing the power of this, and they're getting excited, and that's exciting. We're thrilled for them. They're getting closer. We got two or three people getting closer to silver, and we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, it's Sharon Lawman.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
We're just kind of chatting here for a minute, waiting for our guest of honor to come on, and if something happens that they have forgotten, we're hearing from the group here about this exciting last month. The Tate group gained another gold.
Ooh, yay.
Which puts him, he should be diamond, except that we didn't get the required total group volume. So now our task before us is to garner that required volume. When you have second level ranks in a leg, then they put a volume requirement on top of having the six folds. You have six fold legs, but two of them are second level.
Oh.
So, anyway. But he racked up a big personal group volume thanks to many of the people on the call that are in his group, like Mary and Denise and Mary and Tom and Lisa and who else from his group on the line.
Oh, it was a fun month.
Yeah, the convention and then the convention extension and...
Any clues on what they're going to talk about on the company call at 6?
Yes, they're going to tell you about the next 3 months' incentives, and they are exciting.
Woohoo!
Buddy, I called Jim's number, and the person on there said that the line is being checked for trouble, whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Steve Crowfoot is on the call.
I'm here.
Oh,
hi, Steve.
Steve, we can't get a hold of Jim, apparently. Maybe you could summarize that interview you did with him at the Friday at the convention out there in the lobby, which you recorded. And then you've talked to him a lot since, I think. And maybe what you could do is share what Jim shared with you that was very helpful to you and very interesting and something you really appreciated. I think you could do that because so far we haven't been able to get a hold of Jim. He must be having trouble with that phone line.
I'd be happy to do that. Yet, I was talking with Chuck, and Jim walked up, and we started talking about another subject, and he turned to me, and he says, Steve, do you have a simple plan on being able to present the business? And I said, no, I really didn't. That's what I'd come to the convention for. And he proceeded to ask me some questions that were very, very, very helpful. And luckily, I had a little voice recorder with me, a little MP3 player that I was able to record our conversation with, and then subsequently put that conversation on the web so people can listen to it and then learn from it. But it was very, very, very helpful for me. And basically, what's that?
What are the questions that you're asking, and are you putting it into practice?
Okay. The questions that that he felt was the most important question was when you're talking to someone, wherever you are, whether it's in the line someplace or somebody you know over the telephone, you can just ask them, the person that you're talking with, may I ask you a question? And most of the time, people will give you a positive response back, and then you can go into asking. The next question would be, if you, and in fact, if somebody could just talk for just a second, let me grab my notes, and I can read what the question was. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. So I get it right. That if somebody will talk for just a minute, I'll be right back. Okay.
Great. Who would like to talk for a minute and tell what exciting things happened in your group?
Claudia, this is Jerry.
Yes.
If you go to www.jimdragon.com, on the homepage, the whole script is right there for you.
Great.
I don't know how many people have access to their computer right now, but parents, also there's a recording that starts playing when you log in the homepage.
Okay, I'm
going to... Jim said he was going to do that. I'm glad he's got it done.
Yeah, he did a very nice job. He also said he just that there was going to be a script on how you go through the house on the wellness tour, and I can't find that yet.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good.
Okay, and the first question that he asked, of course, was, can I ask you a question? And then the second question he asked me was, what's more important in your life right now, better health or better wealth? And his voice inflection is so great because he's done it so many times. And I answered wealth, and he says, okay, better wealth? Okay, the next question then is, if you could pick between a lot of extra money or a lot of extra time, which would you pick? And I answered back, time. And his next question was, or his comment was, time is a very valuable thing. And a lot of Americans are thinking that way today. And if you ask them, they will lean toward time too, because they're making their money, but they're giving up their life to make that money. And then he went into the next question. He says, okay, and the last question, if things were to change for you in your life from the way they are right now, and I mean really change for the better, what one, two, and three things would you want to change right now? Name them, three specific things. And I said that I wanted to have time with my wife. I wanted extra money so I could get the money thing off my back. And I wanted more time with my family to enjoy, you know, to enjoy my family. And his comment was, so these things are the most important life dreams right now. And I said, yes. And he says, do you have a plan to get these dreams? I have my Nikan business and I have my desire, but I really haven't felt that I had a way to really nail it down. And so his comment was, so you really don't have a plan B, and I had to say no. And he says, well, right, you know, Steve, right now I'm acting as a recruiter with the largest healthcare company in Japan, and I have a plan for you to make your dreams happen. And it may not be what you choose, but it may be what you would like. And what I'm doing is I'm acting as a recruiter, and right now I'm needing sub-recruiters to help me. And that is what I would like you to consider doing. And what our company is doing is spreading the concept of wellness homes throughout America. Homes that give life to people and help people to stay alive in their homes. And how we can start this whole process between you and I is to take a wellness home tour. And before you take the wellness home tour, you need to know that the company I represent is one of the richest companies in the world. It's the fastest growing company ever in the business history of Japan, and it reached $1 billion faster than McDonald's did, from zero to a billion. It's a very successful company. Okay, now our next step is for you to take a wellness home tour. And I said, okay. And he says, so all we have to do is figure out when you can come over to the house to take your wellness home tour, and I will explain the rebate program and how they're going to pay you for being a good recruiter. And, oh, by the way, the work that you're going to do it's the same as what I just did. Your job will be to ask the questions that I asked you and find people that are looking to change their lives. This is all that you will be doing. Is that fair? And that's how we started it out. And then he gave me some more information as far as how important the first question was, may I ask you a question, because he feels that is, in fact, the most important question that you can ask, because the people give you permission to ask them very probing questions, and you've got permission. And he felt that if I didn't learn how to ask that question, that I would always be at a superficial level with whoever I was talking with, and they just wouldn't take me seriously, and they wouldn't give me information, they wouldn't open up to me. And so that's the thing that I've struggled with for years, is how to to get people to open up to me, and that question is it. Mm-hmm. So that's the start of the conversation, and then the majority of this that I've just read is actually on jimdragon.com. My wife was so excited when she listened to it, she actually typed it out.
Yeah, I see it here.
And so, and it's been quite interesting as myself and my son have used this. We've never had anybody say no when I ask you a question. And that just opens it up so you can talk to them. And they just talk back and just open themselves up, and it's so simple and so easy. And I've literally been looking for something like this for 9 years.
So are you using this with people now?
Yes, I am. And, I haven't used it a lot because I've still got a lot of irons in the fire that I'm closing down, with what I've been doing. But my son has been using it very successfully.
Beautiful.
And it's just so simple. It just makes such sense. And then he went in. We actually did a follow-up to thank him for the information, to let him know that I put the information on the web. I emailed him the information, or the written form. And when we talked that day, I asked him if what you would do over the telephone, and he would say you just do the same thing. Hi, you've been over to my home. I know you. You know me. You owe it. I owe it to you to share the some information with you. May I ask you a question? And just go in and do the exact same things over the telephone to book the appointment. And then he gave me instructions on how to what to do after they come over, and what to do as you walk through the wellness home, and how to close. And I have all that edited out, and I'm just waiting for him to listen to it. And then after he listens to it, then we'll actually put that on the web also. So just very, very helpful. And then I'll forward the information to probably one of the recording companies, and to Chuck, and so that we can get the information out to people if there's an interest for it.
Terrific. Well, we listened to the little tape that Chuck made down there at the convention, and a lot of people have listened to it by now.
Actually, Steve made it, and then he sent it to me, and I copied it.
I see. Well, anyway, you've made copies, and a lot of people around here have listened to it as well. So
I hope it helps a lot of people. Like I say, it was something that I had been searching for, this kind of information, for 9 years. And just, for something really simple and easy to be able to start a conversation with somebody. And this, you just ask people if you can ask them a question. Couldn't be simpler than that.
Has anybody on the call put any of this into practice lately? And what do you think of it? Anybody getting unmuted?
This is Mary, and I think the concept of asking people if you may ask them a question is, first of all, very polite, and second of all, it starts them into the habit of saying yes. I mean, how can you say no if somebody wants to ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's really hard to say no, and it's also a very, very polite way to be, and you can use that off and on through parts of talking to people as well. May I ask you, asking permission to ask them about their hopes or their dreams or.
Mm-hmm.
So.
One of the things that I forgot to mention here, and it isn't in the written form, unfortunately, on the website, because my wife didn't get to that point before she ran out of gas that night because she was typing this like at 1 o'clock in the morning. This gets you out of being the stellar teller and being the master asker, and that really makes sense to me. You know, we want to be able to ask the questions. If we ask the questions and we know where we're going when we ask the question, and have practiced it enough times, what he suggested that we do is it was just before the big gala dinner at the convention, and he suggested that I take that information and just go practice on people.
Mm-hmm.
And when he actually gave the same information to a group, another whole big large group out in the hall of his people that were there at the convention, and I happened to be walking by when he was addressing him, so I just snuck in and listened again. And that's what he said again, was that go practice. When you're at an event, go practice. Go practice on people that, when you're at an event, don't tell them what you're doing, just practice on them. Practice on, on people that you know. And get good at it.
Well, practice makes perfect, they say.
Yes, it does.
What website is the tour going to be? Are you going to put that on for the house?
It'll be on jimdragon.com.
Okay, thank you.
And what I'll probably do is I will. He'll have a link to my to my website, but I haven't decided what it's going to be yet. The name of you know where it's the actual thing. Well, I'll forward that to Chuck, and he can blast it out to people.
Hey, we'll keep people up to date. Any other questions about this or comments?
And he also gave instructions on how to if they say health, then you'd say to them, please tell me, what are you thinking? Steve, why did you say that? And just wait for responses. And after they respond, after they explain what they need, better help, you ask them, wow, that's awful. Would you be excited to know that this sleep system, for an example, is great at solving that problem? Once you see how the sleep system allows the body to recover from that, you'd be amazed. And I have a demonstration that within 15 minutes, you'll feel better than when you came. And so he gave quite a few examples of how to use it in different situations. I've actually broken it up, this particular call, I broke it up into, I believe, 20 or 25 tracks, just little different sections. I was in a bad car accident 12 years ago yesterday, and I have a sort of a immediate memories problem, so it takes me a long time to learn something. When I've got it, but it takes me a long time. So I have to break it up into little tiny sections, and I listen to it 200, 300 times, and then it belongs to me, but it takes me that many times. My son, on the other hand, he heard it one time, went out and did it, which makes me very thankful for him being able to do that, and very frustrated myself. But so... If I produce a CD of it, I'll probably break it up into a gazillion tracks, like the whole all of it, so that people can listen to the individual tracks if they want to, or they can listen to the whole thing.
Well, you've really been putting this together, and it's great that you're sharing it with other people, and we'll just watch your business grow, because as you use it more and more, your business is going to take off.
Yes. Well, and I've been sidetracked. I really wanted to learn about nutrition, and I've been real involved with the lifestyle program now for 7 months, and working with the calls with Monty Dietz and Char and Ruth and Mary Lou. And just learned a tremendous amount about nutrition, but now it's time to build a business.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And didn't you and your wife both lose quite a bit of weight?
Well, I've dropped about 30 pounds, a little over 30 pounds, in 24 in the first 3 months, and then another six over, or another eight over the next 3 months. And I've managed to keep it off. My wife, she's dropped 50 pounds, but this was before the body balance came out, basically. And so we're just working our way at it. And if people want to listen to the calls that I've recorded and learn about lifestyles, you know, that some people can't be on the 7 o'clock Pacific time zone call or the 7 o'clock Eastern time zone calls, I've recorded probably 150 to 200 different calls and have them on the web at lifestylesupport.org. So people can listen to those, and you can do a control F. And if you're interested in a, you know, arthritis, or you're interested in diabetes, or, you know, or blood pressure or that kind of thing, you can do a control F and type that a keyword in and hit search or find next. And it'll take you to a call, the latest call that we talked about that. So you can actually listen to a call and find out specific things. And not all, didn't have time to do all the calls, but I've done a lot of calls that way. So again, just trying to be of service, because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be able I put it together very selfishly. I wanted to learn the information, and I wanted to help my family. And the easiest way to get my information to my family is to put it on the web so they can stream it.
Well, thanks for hearing it.
And if the rest of the world can benefit from it, then that's just awesome.
What is that website?
It's lifestylesupport.org.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions for Steve? Did Jim ever get on? Doesn't sound like it.
Are you able to talk to him today and remind him?
Well, you know what? I emailed, but my email has not been going out correctly, so... But I think he should have known. You know, he got recent notifications, so.
Yeah, probably his phone is messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Steve did a great job of presenting that, though. That's really good.
And yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I was just going to say, I just looked at the website, and there's a lot of good information there, and everybody should check it out.
It's very helpful, I think, and the nice thing about it is he does such a wonderful job with the inflections, because he's done it, you know, and he knows it, and he's developed it, and
And Jim is a diamond, and
you just tell the love
level that, you know, that's a pretty high level in the business, and he is a diamond.
Yeah. It was, to me, it was just real. I mean, I felt like I was sitting at the master's feet, you know, just from the way he presented it. It was just awesome.
Well, it sounds like you're caring and you're listening and you're asking questions, and at the same time, you're getting your point across.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very, very legitimate. I felt it was just so legitimate and so... there's nothing hidden there. You're asking for information, and you're hoping that they'll share it.
We did a great job presenting. Thank you.
See, and where does Jim live again?
Indianapolis.
A little suburb of Indianapolis, or?
Yeah.
Steve, is that right?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I knew.
Yeah,
I
believe it is.
Yeah, when I think his address is even Indianapolis.
The one I saw, it had a different town. Maybe it was on the diamond list.
Huh. Well, this has been really good. While you're on the phone, Steve, and we have a few minutes here, why don't you just briefly tell us how you were introduced to Nikin and why you decided to join Nikin and what you see in it for your future.
Okay, I'd be glad to. I was introduced to Nikin by my mother. I've been in a real serious car accident 12 years ago, and I'd suffered for almost 3 years, and with my feet hurting all the time. And my mom called me up one early August 9 years ago and said, "Steve, I found something that'll help your feet." And my insurance company had spent $10,000, on doctors and that kind of thing, trying to find an answer to why my feet hurt, and nothing, they hadn't found anything. And so after 3 years, I'd given up. And she says, "Steve, someone's going to call you, a nice lady's going to call you, and you be nice to her." Because at that point in my life, I wasn't necessarily the kindest person to a person that was calling me that I didn't know. Nice person, but not to a telemarketer. And she says, "Betty's going to be calling you, you be nice." And so I was, but I didn't call her back. And she chased me for about 2 weeks. Finally, she caught me just as I was running out the door one morning, and she says, "Steve, I know you're really busy, but I just want to ask you one question." She used it on me. "I just want to ask you one question. Do you want your feet to hurt for the rest of your life?" And that's sort of like a duh. No, I don't want my feet to hurt for the rest of my life. And she says, "Well, we've had just miraculous, changes in people's lives with these products. Please check it out." She called and got me the information. She was in the Spokane area. I'm in the Salt Lake City area. She got me a wellness preview. I went to the wellness preview 2 days later. I made sure that I sat on the front row, so I knew that I knew enough about network marketing that they'd pick on me if I was new and in the front row, and they did. And they had me come up, did strength tests with me, which were very convincing. Did flexibility tests, and having had a spinal fusion 35 years ago, I'm a little stiff. And in fact, 36 years ago now, and the flexibility was there, and they did something very, very smart. The presenter sent me back to my seat with one mag step, which I put under my right foot, and within 20 minutes, my foot that was literally spasming because I'd been on my feet 11 hours that day, and usually if I was on my feet more than a couple hours in a 24-hour period, I'd just be dying. And so I was in discomfort, excruciating discomfort. And within 20 minutes, my foot quit hurting. And here I am, streaming tears down my eye, down my face, and ran up after the meeting, stopped, and grabbed the other one, stuck it underneath my other foot. And within 10 minutes, that foot quit hurting.
Hmm.
So that was how I was introduced to the company.
Well,
was that in Spokane, Steve?
I was actually in Salt Lake City. I was sponsored by a lady in Salt Lake in Spokane, who eventually gave her business to her daughter-in-law, who sold it, and so basically, my sponsor unfortunately went away, but still believes in the products and has still come back into the company. But unfortunately, not above me.
Oh.
And I thank my lucky stars every day and my Father in Heaven for sending Betty to my rescue, because she literally gave me my life back.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're certainly glad she talked to you as well. I mean, we never cease to be amazed at what these technologies do for people.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And, I've had a young lady that just walked past my desk here at work. She was within a couple of weeks of having a foot amputated, and got her a pair of mag steps, and within 2 weeks of a sore that had been growing and growing and growing on her foot for 4 years, and they were ready, gangrene was starting to set in, and they were ready to take her foot off. Within 2 weeks, her sore was gone. And she credits me with saving her life.
Yeah, when age Jim just bragging, you're doing great.
Well, you know, I didn't know how to, you know, I was a master seller teller. I would literally blow everybody out because I wanted to tell everybody about it. And I need to learn how to ask the questions and the right question as far as the approach to the people. You know, and I guess, you know, and Betty asked me, you know, I asked her a question. It wasn't exactly the same way, but it was the same type thing. I'd never tumbled until just now. That's what she did with me. That's how she got me to open up. She chased me for 2 weeks. I wouldn't talk to her. But I'd given up. I didn't think there was anything out there that could help my situation. And was I wrong?
Yeah, well, we're glad she talked to you, too, and glad to have you in our group and part of our Nikan family. We feel very blessed.
Thank you. I feel very blessed to be in your family. The amount of time that Chuck's put up with me.
Hey, Steve, what did you think of the convention? You weren't planning to go, and you tell us about how you ended up going and what you thought of the whole thing.
Well, like you say, Chuck, I had not planned on going. I wanted to go. My heart, there was just something there that was tugging me, saying that you need to go, you need to go, you need to go, and I didn't feel I could afford it financially, and still can't. But and I had, you know, and being on the lifestyle calls with all the people that were going to the convention, you know, people, you know, were kept asking, you know, are you going? And I'd say, you know, I want to, but, you know, it's just not going to work this year. And my brother actually called me the Monday before the convention and said, when's your convention? And he lives in Southern California, just an hour away from Long Beach. And he says, well, you know, I have two cars sitting here in Utah right now, and I need to get them back home. I need to get both of them back home. Why don't you drive the one down and come to the convention, and we'll drive you home the next Monday. And I said, okay, well, that'll work. And so that's what I did. Got on the telephone, found a ticket, and came. And I'm so thankful I did. As far as the convention itself, I've been to the 99 World Convention in Anaheim, and it was great. It was good information, but it wasn't how to do the business. It was more about, you know, these are the products, and the products are great. This particular convention with the especially with the new additions that we've had, all the even down to the product sheets that when a product is introduced, the product sheets, when they first started come out with the tech sheets 5-6 years ago, they were designed for the distributor and not for the retail customer. And they were designed to only be good for the day of the launch. And we didn't get them until 2 weeks after the launch. And what good were they? Now the tech sheets come out and we can use them. They're on the web, so we can print them out. We can send people to see them. The company has just done a 360-degree turnaround, and probably a 720 in my opinion, because they've just, the last year and a half has just been, in my opinion, of watching the company for 9 years, it's just been phenomenal. The information that will be available on the new websites is just absolutely fantastic, and the price is reasonable. I was with Nikan. I was with another network marketing company, and they charge us $500 a year just to have the privilege of ordering online. And that didn't include a website. With Nikan, you can do that for, you know, when you're an executive, you can do it for peanuts. When you're a diamond, it might cost you a little bit more, but still, it's not that much. You know, to have the the privilege of having the online access, and you know, just everything is just it's so good. You know, the amazing thing to be able to have Bob Richards come up and say hi to you and talk to you. You know, what a privilege to be able to, you know, to be able to just have literally elbow to elbow contact with people, with the CEO or the president of the company is just absolutely phenomenal.
You are so right.
And you know that from your experience in network marketing, Chuck,
over the
years with other companies. You don't have that. You don't have a company that cares about you. My other company that I was with, you know, again, they were life-changing products for my wife. Because of issues that she'd had some life-changing experience with product. But yet every time we turned her, I mean, every month, every order, we had a problem. And, you know, it was worth it because of the product until Nikin came along to replace the product, but it wasn't worth the aggravation of every month with every order, something was wrong. And they didn't have an 800 number to take care of the problem. You had to do it on your nickel, and they flush your volume, and they do all these things. And, you know, and Nikin has been phenomenal. I've only had a couple of experiences that weren't 150% positive. So, you know, and they even made it right then. So it's a dream come true for me.
Me too.
Well, this has been really great, Steve. We appreciate you being on and pinch hitting for Jim you know, you've covered it really well and made it very plain, and your excitement comes through strong and clear. And so we just really appreciate you and thank you for taking your time to share with us tonight.
I appreciate you. I'm just so excited about the opportunity that we have. And you know, you asked, you know, what I thought was possible. You know, if I can learn this and have it, the products sell themselves. We just have to learn how to do it, and it's just this has made it so simple for me. Even I can do it. I'm excited.
Right. Okay. Well, unless there's some last minute comments or questions for Steve, we'll wrap this up and thank all of you for being on tonight. And I know that you've been encouraged and learned a lot of stuff, just like we have.
Claudia, this is Joan Ruiz from Mount Vernon. I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
Do you know, does Nikin have online someplace a spot where if you've had experience with the cookware, you can give people hints on what works best with it?
I haven't seen any as yet, but send in your hints. And your questions, and maybe they'll put it online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked quite extensively about the cookware on the 8 o'clock lifestyle call.
Uh-huh.
Actually 7 o'clock Pacific time lifestyle call. So if you go to lifestylesupport.org and look for the calls where we've talked about cookware, there's a lot of good information.
Oh.
Good.
And,
thank you.
Unfortunately,
thank you,
I missed one this morning. I was sitting there listening to the call and didn't realize I wasn't recording it, but Char was explaining how silly she felt when she forgot to push the button and turn it on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, makes a difference.
And so it was interesting, but Ruth's call on Monday, she talked about the Dream Air System but the Kinkle Air System and the mattress and then I think it was Mary Lou talked about the cookware on the Monday call. So, but you know, last week almost all the calls we talked about the new products.
Okay. So you said that was lifestylesupport.org. Org, okay. I thought that's what you said, and then I thought, oh, is that right? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Steve, what was your last name?
Crowfoot, C-R-O-Foot.
Okay. And you're from where?
Originally from Spokane, Washington area.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. This is George, also from, with my, I was, that's my wife I was talking, and so.
And they're great cooks.
Thanks, Claudia.
One quick question. This, you, are you related to a straighter Crowfoot?
I'm not aware, but go to the lifestylesupport.org and click on the the link for the webmaster, and I'll sure look it up.
Okay, yeah, I'm curious if you are. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if people have questions about the lifestyle questions, you know, have them go to that site and they can email the webmaster. And I officially announced Monday that I'm not going to be on the calls all the time and recording all of them like I have. But at one point I was recording 3 calls a day. You know, it was just excessive, but I needed to learn the information. Now I have the information. The information is there, and people can do a control F to find stuff. And so we don't need to record the new, you know, all of the new calls all the time to get the information. Now it's there. But so I'm going to build the business. But yet, if somebody sends me a question, we'll get it covered on a call, and we'll email them back to tell them where the which call the question's answered on.
Well, that's great of you. We appreciate that. Okay, well, all of you go out.
We want people to be healthy.
Yes. Today's the first day of the rest of the month, so let's get out there and make it a big one.
Yep.
Would you all say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bigger and better.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you for being on, all of you.
Have a good week.
Bye now.